to be nice to you, but not too nice. Give me any lip and I'll blister your butt, okay? Which way is down? Anybody tell me?
Toward the floor.
Right, because that floor is nearest to the outer ring of a wheel. Centrifugal force. If you go that way or that way along the corridor, you'll see that the floor slopes up, only it feels flat. Keep going and you end up back here. Huh. Only don't do it, because the teacher's quarters are on this level. One level up, the gravity will seem to be a little less. That's where the boys assigned to armies are, which is most of them. And they're all bigger than you. And they get annoyed with launchies who bother them. You might get pushed around. In fact, you will get pushed around. Mm-hmm. When you do, don't come crying to me. You got it?
Mm. Got it.
This is battle school, not nursery school.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
What are we supposed to do then?
Avoid annoying the bigger boys. Any other strategy you have to figure out for yourself. But I warn you, murder is strictly against the rules. So is any deliberate injury. I understand there was one attempted murder on the way up here. A broken arm. That kind of thing happens again. Somebody ices out. You got it?
What's icing out?
Ice. Put out in the cold. Sent earthside. Finished at battle school. So if any of you are thinking of being troublemakers, at least be clever about it, okay? Two levels up is where the classrooms are. That's where you spend most of your days because this is battle school. Got it? That level also has the kitchens and the mess halls.
Yes!
There's the commander's mess for the really big boys. There's the soldier's mess for anybody who's in an army. There's the faculty mess. That's where the edible food is served. And there's the launchy mess, where you eat everything you're served without complaint. We don't mind letting you go hungry. Got it? When you get the order, go out this door and run along to the nearest lift tube. Go up two levels and run to the launchy mess. What colors will you follow?
Red, yellow, yellow.
Good use of your mouth holes. Remember, that's where the food goes.
Did he say we get to elect our team leader?
We already know who has a jish.
Mess call. Proceed to the mess hall immediately. You have 3 minutes before the mess hall doors lock. They will not open for latecomers.
Food!
Mess hall!
Mess hall! Shit!
You are right by the door, and you wait till last?
Doesn't matter when I leave. You know I'm going to arrive last.
Yeah. Well, you better run now. I think they mean it about not letting you in late.
You too.
My legs are longer than yours. You got no chance against me.
But I'm hungrier.
You the last?
One short kid behind me.
Oh, you made it just in time.
So what does the food look like? No rice? No potatoes?
Could be potatoes. Could be anything.
Hey, you complaining?
I'm wondering. I'm in awe.
Chen, don't sit with me.
What? Why? Nobody else is going to sit with you.
Go sit with them. I eat alone.
You really are a jerk.
Sitting alone? How sad.
Same food.
You the bugger in your launch group? Every launch group has the one kid that nobody likes. Sometimes I think the teachers do it on purpose. Teachers aren't very nice. You'll notice that.
You're way too big to be a first year.
See, this is where you eat when you're not in an army, no matter how old you are.
You never made it into an army?
I've been in plenty of armies. Got decent numbers. I'm between armies now. But I'm invisible. I'm a fart in the air conditioning. so it always takes them a while for somebody to pick me up.
You were the bugger in your launch.
You can have my role. I'm eating your pudding.
Pudding looks like poo.
Everything tastes like poo.
Yeah.
Except the bread, which tastes like dust. But the pudding is sweet and not so gritty.
Soldiers' mess got better food?
Same as this.
Hmm.
I have no idea what they serve in the commander's mess. I'm going to be assigned to my next school. But you can bet it won't be tactical or command. Because they never made me a commander of anything. Not even a toon leader. All the guys from my launch have had command of one kind or another. Not me. What's your name?
Ender.
That's a name?
Since I was little, it's what my sister called me.
Not a bad name for here. Ender. Finisher. You want to end up like me? It's okay. You can say it. You think there's no way. Every kid here is brilliant, including me. But they wear you down. Don't let them. I'm doing you a favor here. Be a leader. Kiss butts if you got to. But if the other guys despise you, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Up here, we say, eh, see? You gotta learn to talk like everybody else. Neh?
Eh.
That's it. Guy says neh, you say eh.
Thanks.
You think I don't know what you're thinking? I'll never be a loser like him. That's what you're thinking.
Eh.
You launchies don't know nothing. Mine's like space. Nothing. There. Vacuum. You won't learn. When you end up like me, don't forget that somebody warned you. It's the last nice thing anybody's gonna do for you.
So why did you do it?
Do what?
Warn me. If you think I won't learn.
What are you, a smart mouth? Eat Kuso and die.
You forgot to steal my pudding.
Good one.
Miss me, miss me.
You're going down.
Step back, kid.
Ugh, it's so small. Is it human?
They're letting babies in here now.
What's he doing in here? He's gonna distract me.
I hope nothing happens to distract you in the real war.
I'll take it out and squish it as soon as this game's over.
Mine! I win.
Only because the baby distracted me.
Like he said, that your excuse in the real war?
I like a turn against you.
Me?
Yeah.
You think you can play me?
I've been watching. You're the best.
Eh. That's why you don't take me on, Ume.
I see. You're afraid to put your name on the line.
You don't even have a name.
Ender Wiggin. 2 out of 3.
Listen up, Scrunch Face. You nobody. Got that? You not anybody till you got your first kill.
If I'm nobody, how come you scared to play me 2 out of 3?
I don't play charity games.
I'll crush him and catch up with you.
I didn't offer to play you. Only him.
Listen to this dull bob.
He giving you a darkwa.
He don't come up to my elbow.
In the game, we're all the same size.
He a hustler. He play every day on Earth.
They don't got this game on Earth.
Wouldn't matter if they did. I fold him up.
Do it quick.
We playing?
Hey, I plan. Don't know what you gonna do.
Arcade time is free play. Ender wants to play, and he's got to play bigger boys because they dominate the arcade space.
If that's all you see, then you're right. I'm wasting your time having you watch.
He challenged the winner of the hardest game. He's going to lose.
He knows he's going to lose. The first game, when he's learning the controls, that's his learning curve.
You think he thinks he can win the other two?
He's the outcast of his launch group, but only because he refused to let Shen be his friend.
Cynical of him. He decides that Shen's going to be the goat, so they can't be friends, or Shen will drag him down.
Is that what he decided? I think Ander plays a deeper game.
Like I said, Gafno, you folded.
That was one. Two more games.
Come on. We done.
Little kid was getting pretty good by the end.
He lost. Let's go.
You beat me the first time I ever touched the game. If you can't do it twice, you can't do it at all.
You got King Thomas, kid. I give you that. Yeah. We play.
All right.
So he won the second game. We knew he was good. That's why he's here.
It's not about this game. It's about the bigger game. It's about winning Battle School. He could have gone in, played weaker opponents, worked his way up, but no. He watches till he identifies the coolest players, the ones that everybody else stops to watch. Then he sees who's the best of those three, and he challenges him and no other.
Arrogant.
Win or lose, he gets noticed. But he won the second one.
Barely.
You have any doubt he's going to win the third?
Ender's victory won't exactly be a surprise.
Alonchi comes into the arcade, takes on the top player, and beats him 2 out of 3 on that player's favorite game. Every Launchy is going to be proud of him, Major Jayati. Even if he's the goat of his group, Alonchi beat the best of the big boys.
This third time, he's making it look easy.
This is the commander of Wasp Army he's beating. A kid who's about to go on to tactical school. Ender's almost 2 years underage. From this moment, he's famous all over Battle School. Everybody knows his name, and every Launchy walks a little taller because Ender won.
You're right. It changes his position inside his own launch group. The ones who hated him more.
And the ones who merely resented him, now they're proud of him.
So poor Shen will be the goat.
Maybe. Look, there it is. He won. 2 minutes. Made it look easy.
Good game. Thanks for giving me a chance to learn from the best.
He's a ringer. He's played before.
How old are you, kid? You're not 8 years old.
Younger.
How did you do it?
It's never head-to-head on a game like this. It's really both of us against the machine. I caught the spawning pattern, stayed out of the way. Once I got ahead on the count, I never let you spawn your way back. I was beating the machine, not you.
You know what you are? You a Lys. You a Kumo.
Is that good or bad?
You a Nissoon. We play again, eh?
Eh.
You got a name now. What is it?
Ender Wiggin.
You slither, Ender. Tokoro.
Looks like a pattern. Ender ignores bullies as long as they're doing trivial things. Like Bernard's gang, jostling his bed every time they pass, bumping him in the corridors, spilling his food tray at mess, making farting noises whenever he answers a question in class.
And he ignores them.
The way he ignored Stilson and his gang.
Until he didn't.
What's the tipping point? Because when Ender finally acts, he acts decisively.
Maybe Ender learned from Stilson. Maybe he's not going to let it get to the point where he has to take violent action. Maybe he understands the game Bernard is playing.
What game is that?
The struggle for alpha position in the launch group.
Is that how you see this?
I made Ender a candidate for alpha male when I called him the best and smartest.
And Bernard can't stand to have anyone ahead of him.
I think Ender's about to make his move. He broke into the virtual network.
That's why we leave it accessible, to see what they'll do with it.
Ender's been fiddling with names and messages, so he can use invisible characters and broadcast messages that don't reveal the true sender.
You think he can beat Bernard with messages?
I don't think Ender cares who's alpha in the launch group. Whatever his game is, it's deeper than that.
Names and messages. I bet he doesn't rename anybody but himself.
What would that mean?
Well, if he renamed somebody else, that's a symbolic act of violence, of extinction. But to rename himself, that can be an act of becoming, self-redefinition.
All I care about is, will his newly defined self be closer to being the military leader we need?
I'm not going to be a pilot, so why do I have to learn all this math?
You're in command of a ship, and your pilot and navigator are injured or dead. What then?
Who asked the worm?
Do I still have the computer?
But you have to know what to ask the computer.
Whatever killed the pilot and navigator probably wrecked the computer.
Since when is the worm our teacher? Go back to your own bunk, worm.
Why do you call me that? I'm as big as you.
'Cause you wiggle your butt when you walk.
Gofno.
Look at him walking away. Wiggle that butt, worm.
But he's right. I gotta learn the math, and it isn't a waste of time.
You'll always be in command of guys like Shen. He has to know math. You only need to know how to tell him what to do.
We all passed the same tests to get here.
So why am I the one with the jish and Shen's alone?
'Cause you took Uro and he Joppa.
Joppa.
That's right.
Hey, what's Shen laughing at?
He's just pretending to laugh, so we won't see him cry. Poor butt-wiggling baby worm.
Look, a poor. It's on all the desks.
Kid, they're laughing at a stupid message crawling around on the holodesk. I can't make it go away.
They're laughing and looking at me. What does it say? Show me your desk.
Cover your butt. Bernard is watching. And it's signed God.
Who did this?
God!
Duh!
It sure wasn't Shen. This takes too much brains for a worm.
Huh. If it takes brains, we know who it's got to be. Wigan.
Look at him. Acting all innocent, like he doesn't even know what's going on.
Hey, what are you writing?
A message to Ender.
I know it was you. Signed Bernard.
Now, see how he reacts when I send it.
He's looking at you like he doesn't know what you're talking about.
That proves it. Him acting all innocent like that.
It's also exactly how he'd act if he didn't do it.
Look, another message.
Read it to me.
It says, I love your butt. Let me kiss it. Signed, Bernard.
I didn't write that message.
I love your butt.
What's the fuss?
Somebody's been writing messages using my name.
What message?
It doesn't matter what message.
It does to me.
Here, look.
Cover your butt. That was from God. Very thoughtful warning. You been watching butts, Bernard?
I just said that. Never mind.
You said something you don't want to repeat to me, is that it?
aren't you going to find out who sent these messages?
I know who sent them.
Well, who then?
Are you shouting at me, soldier?
No, sir.
Everybody knows the system automatically puts on the name of the sender.
I didn't write that!
Shouting again.
The first message was signed God.
I didn't know he logged on to the system. You've got 5 minutes till lights out.
I did not write that.
Don't let it get under your skin like that.
Easy for you to say. It's not your skin.
Don't look at me like that. It's edible, so eat it.
I just wonder what breed of chickens lays eggs that look like this.
Who says it's chickens?
Who says it's eggs?
It's not dry enough to be toast. Next!
Can I sit with you, Ender?
It's not good for you to sit with me.
You get poked and shoved. I get my butt made fun of. I think we're both doing great.
Have a seat. But if this breakfast causes projectile vomiting, I'm aiming it straight ahead.
Make sure I'm looking, then. Because if I don't actually see it land on my tray, I may not be able to tell.
Actually, it tastes pretty good. For space food.
Yeah, and my poop smells pretty good.
For space poop.
How did you do it?
Do what?
Send a message with a fake name. And then Bernard's name. That was great. They're calling him Butt Watcher now. Just Watcher in front of the teachers, but everybody knows what he's watching.
Oh, poor Bernard. And he's so sensitive.
Come on, Ender. You broke into the system. How did you do it?
Thanks for thinking I'm bright enough to do that.
Okay, you don't have to tell me.
Maybe it didn't say Bernard. Maybe it was a new ID that began with an invisible character.
Toguro.
Yummy.
Do I wiggle my butt when I walk?
Nah. Maybe a little. Don't take such big, long steps, that's all.
I'm just walking fast.
Nobody cares. Bernard just needed something to make fun of.
He's a pig.
On the whole, pigs aren't so bad.
You accusing me of slandering pigs?
Pigs are sensitive, Shan.
I'm not really impressed, Colonel Graf. I thought Ender Wigan was better than empty retaliation.
Is that what you think he did?
He made Bernard a laughingstock. It's not as if that would work in real war.
You don't think it's effective, making the enemy commander look ridiculous to his own men? They're not pestering Ender now.
Well, I'm all for Ender making friends with Shen, but Shen wanted to be Ender's friend from the start.
But Ender rehabilitated Shen first. Nobody mocks either of them now.
I'm not sure why it worked. Nobody even knew it was Ender who fiddled with the system.
Everybody guessed. Combine that with Ender's beating a top arcade player 2 out of 3, and it adds up to respect. Without having to fight anybody.
This rivalry is still tearing his launch group apart. They're supposed to bond.
It won't matter. I'm not going to leave him there for long.
The launch group is sick, and Ender is the disease. You can't take him until the group is whole.
I'm the one who tore the group apart. I'm the one who started it.
I have a responsibility here, Colonel Graf. I'm telling you on the record that you can't remove Ender from the group until it gets over this rift.
We don't have time.
We don't have time to rush too fast with a kid who has as much chance of being a monster as a military genius.
Is that your official assessment?
The record is on. It's always on. But no, it's not my official, final...
Then I'll advance him when I
think... Then it is my official action. You cannot transfer him until...
Don't you know there's a war?
I might go along with you, if he weren't in this endless loop in the mind game.
A lot of kids hang up at the giant's drink.
Well, for a day or two. Till somebody tells them you can't win it. They told Ender that a week ago, and he's still there, every chance he gets. I think the giant has offered his little mouse figure every single one of the drink options a dozen times. The coffee, that turns out to be acid that dissolves him. The tea, that's a volcano that burns him up with lava. The Mai Tai that shrinks him to fly size and the giant swats him. The glass of milk that makes him pop like a balloon.
Maybe he likes all the animated deaths. Sometimes I think the mind game is way too visually appealing.
It's one of our best tools. But Ender keeps playing it as if he thought that eventually one of the drinks would have a different result.
Maybe he likes that it always ends the same.
With his little mouse avatar's grisly death? I'm trying not to think of what this means.
He's not suicidal, if that's what you think.
Self-destructive, self-punishing.
Or so confident that he thinks he can win the unwinnable.
The giant's drink is designed to show how quickly they abandon a dead end.
What does it mean if they quit instantly?
Well, that's not good either. But they're not supposed to get into the psychological rut of thinking that because they've invested so much time already, they can't give up. That's a military disaster waiting to
happen. I'm not sure that's what Ender's thinking.
Pinwal stayed at the giant's drink.
Ender is not Pinwal.
Pinwal wasn't Pinwal.
Pinwal was 3 years into the program. He had all kinds of other signs of depression. He knew we had him on a suicide watch, and he hid so we couldn't stop him. That's not Ender Wiggin.
It's my job to
worry.
Mine
too. We just worry about different things.
Leave him where he is.
For now.
What does that mean?
It means I'm doing what you want. I'm obeying your medical order. Isn't that enough?
For now.
This is the battle room entrance for practice sessions. When you enter it for actual games, you go through a gate in the middle of the end wall. For practice, it's this door at floor level. So let me tell you two things before I let you inside.
Only two?
Two main things. Because I'm also going to tell you to shut up and listen. I mean that in the nicest possible way. First, this practice is about learning to move. I can't make you leave your weapons outside because they're built into the gloves. But you can't learn to aim and shoot until you learn how to move where you want and catch yourself on the walls when you want and to rebound when you want to. You're in free fall in there, 0G, which means you're worthless until you learn the physics of it, not with your minds, but with your bodies. Is that clear? No shooting.
So our weapons will be active?
They will not be active.
Then why bother telling us?
They will be electronically active, but no one will point their fingers and make a fist inside the glove, and therefore the weapons will not go rigid and become capable of firing. They will be voluntarily inactive. Is that clear?
It is now.
The second thing is, learn how to grip the wall first. The wall has hand grips every 10 centimeters, but when you hit the wall at 50 clicks, it's not easy to catch one. So cling to the hand holes. Learn how to find them with your eyes closed. Grip them instantly, with your hands and those clever little hook things on your boots. Because if you hit the wall and don't attach, you will bounce off, and not in a controlled way. Once you leave the wall, you cannot change direction. You cannot speed up. You cannot slow down. You're like a fired bullet. You're like a falling rock. Am I clear?
I think you want us to hold on to the wall.
Eli, you were listening? I'm so proud of you.
Eli keeps all your thoughts in a jar, sir.
Oh, Bernard, I let you take off your cast to put on the flash suit, but you are not to use that arm for catching or pushing off. Is that clear?
Keep Ender Mouse away and I'll be safe.
When I open this door, do you walk in? No, you do not. You go in one at a time on each side of the door, and you get a handhold before you put the rest of your body through. Then you spider up the wall. Ready?
It's big.
A cube, 100 meters to the edge. Both sides of the door, holding on.
Move in.
It's like the launch.
Oh, no straps. Oh, no. I let go.
Dap, wings floating.
I'll bring him back soon enough. For now, he's helping you all realize that if you aren't holding on to the wall, the slightest movement sets you adrift. Wigan, what are you doing?
Moving in and holding on to the wall, as you ordered.
That's the floor.
No, they're on the floor. This is a wall.
I'm standing in the doorway, on the floor.
Out there, that's the floor. In here, there's nothing but walls.
Why do you have to make things harder?
Sir, the reason they don't have battle school on Earth is so we can learn to think in zero-G. So why should I keep a gravity attitude here in null gravity space?
You shouldn't. You're completely right. Why is Wigan the only one who understands what the battle room is all about? Why is Wigan the only one capable of seeing that every single wall is identical?
You deliberately misled them, sir.
Yes, I did. But I didn't fool you.
That's because I never believe anything you say, sir.
Everybody! You know how to use a handhold. Now grab me some wall on the opposite side.
Ender, you're going to hit me!
I'm not hitting you. I'm catching you.
What if I don't want to be caught? You made a spin! This is the part where I puke.
Try not to.
Why did you do this?
Because Dap said we couldn't change direction in the middle of the room.
Oh. And we just did.
A direction neither of us was going before.
But we're spinning.
Let's see what happens when we push off from each other.
Oh, I'm getting so dizzy.
Close your eyes so you can't see the walls. Okay, tuck your legs. Put your feet on my stomach. Right. When I say go, push off with your hands and feet at the same time.
Where will I go?
That's what we're going to find out. Go!
Ay-ya!
Shan, what are you doing?
Watch out!
How did you... Catch my hand. How did you already get back here?
Ugh. Ow! Ender caught me in the middle and we pushed off each other.
That little cakewop. He had to prove me wrong.
That was his specific goal, sir.
Mid-air push-offs aren't for a couple of weeks.
Ender works on his own schedule, sir.
Do you think you can obey my order this time and get to the opposite wall?
If Ender doesn't catch me, sir.
Don't get caught. Go!
It's hard to catch the wall. It's when you hit the wall too hard.
Flash suit absorbs a lot of the shock.
How's your arm, Bernard?
Here comes Wigan.
Did you see what Shen and I just did?
Like we were watching you.
Shen and I caught each other in midair and pushed off. You can change direction in the middle.
Toguro, show me.
Let's try it with three. Jump out holding hands, then push off from each other in midair.
I'm not taking orders from...
Hey, come on, Bernard. It's not an order. It's a cool thing to try.
I'm sorry I hurt your arm, Bernard. I didn't know how free fall worked.
Merde happens. Let's do it.
Geronimo! Inshallah! Adam!
I can't believe it. 3 minutes in the battle room, and he has Bernard and Ally doing formations with him.
We isolate Ender, we stir up resentment, and he turns it into respect and gathers them all in. A born commander, eh?
No question that he's made himself leader of his launch group.
So tell me, Major Jayati, how long before I can move him ahead?
Follow your own schedule, Colonel Graf.
I can't believe that worked.
You get top marks in geometry. Of course it worked.
That wasn't geometry. It was physics.
It was fun. Synchronized air dancing.
Too bad it has nothing to do with the way spaceships maneuver.
What do spaceships have to do with the battle room?
We're here to learn how to fight a real war. Spaceships can't change direction by holding hands and pushing off from each other.
Well, are you sure? Maybe the latest designs...
In battle school, it's all about your standings in the game. As an army, as an individual.
So what about these weapons?
Depp said not to use them.
You don't give a soldier a weapon if you don't intend him to learn how to use it. Ah, silent.
It's like your hand turns into a pistol.
Good design. We can't drop them, so we won't be getting smacked in the head by lost weapons. Shen, would you please shoot me in the leg?
No!
It's not going to blow my leg off. I think.
I think Shen's worried about getting in trouble. Blowing your leg off would be a bonus.
I'll do it.
Are you really aiming at my crotch?
I think that was a yes.
Look, both my legs went dark, and I can't move them. Not my hips either.
What are you going to do now?
Not move my legs. Okay, shoot my left hand. Just the hand, please. Look, it froze my whole arm.
So you're useless now.
Still have my right arm and my head. I can still aim, still shoot.
And now you can't.
So a shoulder shot is as good as a shot to the heart. Freezes you completely.
But I can still talk. So even frozen soldiers can give warnings.
We don't know how it works in actual games.
Good point. Would you please tell me to dap so we can unfreeze me?
No need. Just wait. In training mode, the flash suits unfreeze after 30 seconds.
Ali is our agent among the big kids.
The older Muslim kids think they're imams. They try to give us younger guys a leg up.
All those divisions from back on Earth are supposed to be done with here.
He shared what he learned with us, didn't he? And he's right. I can move again. Being frozen is not fun.
Imagine getting frozen early in a game and then having to float around watching.
I saw your suit go dark, Wigan.
What happened?
I had them shoot me to see what happened.
You freeze for 30 seconds.
Like this.
Ow! You shot me!
Surprise attack! No fair!
Let's see how many we can freeze before the first ones thaw out.
Ha ha! Die, infidels!
War!
Fire, we're ready!
If you don't want to get shot in the back, don't run away.
What's happening?
I didn't call this war.
Dap's doing it.
Silence! I'm using the hook. It allows me to control your flash suits and put you where I want you.
They started shooting us.
Bean and Bernard.
Ally, Shen!
They broke the rule!
We weren't ready.
Why weren't you ready? You had your equipment as long as they did. You could see what was happening.
You told us not to fire.
But they were firing at you. And you just sat there and let them. All right. Wigan, Bernard, Ally, Shen. What did I tell you about using your weapons?
It's a design flaw, sir.
Are you saying your weapons just fired themselves, Wigan?
A design flaw in the human brain, sir. We're compelled to break ridiculous rules.
You mean you chose to act like a Marubo and break my rule?
I chose to find out how my equipment worked.
What did you learn?
That being frozen sucks.
And what does that teach you?
Make sure you freeze the other guy first.
You all agree with that?
Yes, sir!
That's the whole point of war, sir.
What about the rest of you? What school is this?
Battle school!
So let's get ready for battle. Just a moment while I get some targets.
They just came out of the walls.
These are the big targets. I'm setting them up only 20 yards away and they won't move. For now. It takes a full second of contact within a 5-centimeter range to register a hit. Present your weapons. Aim!
At which one?
Fire!
But you never said...
In a real battle, do you think your commander's going to assign you an individual target? Is that how you think war works? 85% success, so I'll move the targets back and little and aim! Fire!
What are you doing, Ender? I never see you study.
I study whatever I didn't understand in class.
The Giant's Drink? That's what you're doing? You can't win the Giant's Drink.
Look at the background. It's like there's a whole world behind the giant. And he promises to take us there.
That's just game art, Ender. There's nothing there.
You're probably right. Dead again.
Whatever you choose, it'll always kill you, Ender.
But maybe I'll find an extremely rare way to die.
You a Haba lover.
I don't love death. Mine or anybody else's.
Then you in the wrong place. This, the school of killing.
We didn't invite the Formics to start slaughtering people.
I know. We go to war so we can have salam.
Salam? Arabic?
It means peace. It's how we say hello and goodbye in my country.
I just want to get past the giant.
There is no past the giant. For a bundak who does no homework, you sure a slow learner.
Replay.
Amuse yourself, Emo.
One is poison, and one is not. Guess right or not pick you into fairyland.
They're both poison.
One is poison, and one is not.
The one I choose is always poison.
And one is not.
You drink the one I don't choose.
Guess right, and I'll take you into fairyland.
You don't actually say that I'm supposed to drink the one I choose. What if I knock it over?
You're making a mess on my table.
Knock both of them over.
Who's going to clean that up? I think I'll squish you.
I think you won't.
Caesar! Caesar! Get off me!
What is your face made of, giant? What's in your eye?
Are you seeing this, sir?
When was this added to the program?
His mouse is burrowing its way into the giant's eye as if it were a cheese.
A whole complicated animation. The giant pawing at him. Where did this come from?
He's killed it. The giant's falling over backward. His mouse is riding it down from inside the giant's head.
This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible.
I was thinking of a different quotation. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair.
Look. The mouse is crawling out of the giant's eye.
Oh, I didn't know there was anything this grisly in the program's animations.
What is that flying around his head? Is it a bird?
I think it's a bat.
I can't believe that worked.
Ah, how did you get here? Nobody ever comes here.
You want to eat some giant brains? How about Eye of Giant?
Oh, welcome to Fairyland.
Save game.
That's it? He gets past the giant's drink into Fairyland, and he saves the game and goes to sleep.
Maybe he remembered he has to get plenty of sleep before class in the morning.
What kid is that mature?
Maybe he knows that it'll take a long time to explore Fairyland.
Maybe all he cared about was beating the unbeatable dilemma.
Well, since the giant's drink existed in order to have no solution, I'm going to have to look into how this back door got written into the program.
What game is that talking bat from?
None that I know of.
I finally figured out how you sent that message. Using Bernard's name?
Me?
Come on, who else? It sure wasn't Bernard. And Shen's hinting that he knows something, but he didn't do it. I know it wasn't me. Who else cared enough? So, I figured out how to fake a new student entry. You just created a student named Bernard Blank, so the computer didn't kick it out as a repeat of another student.
Did you try it? Does it work?
Well, no, not yet.
I think most ID routines strip away blanks. Teachers can do whatever they want, though. Do you think DAP might have done it?
It was you. And now I remember Shen said something about invisible characters, and I thought he meant ASCII-32, the space. But what if it's a non-printing character like ASCII-255?
What if you redefined any of the extended ASCII characters to be invisible, and then made it an exception to the stripping subroutine?
You did do it!
I think they let us play around in a virtual system. It was too easy.
Show me.
Can I finish eating?
What, that swill?
You haven't taken a bite since I sat down.
A growing boy needs his nutrients.
Yeah. A growing boy needs his nuzhniks.
Ho, Ender. Ho, a lie.
Ho, yourself.
Couldn't gag down your dinner.
Came back to puke in your sheets.
Too late. I did it already.
Okay, here's the ID routine, and now I type in character 228, because who's really going to put a sigma function in their name? Now, I type your name after it, and...
Cool. Okay, I've got it open on my desk, and... You're such an ume. You blocked anybody from using your name.
It'd be pretty dumb to create a weapon that could be turned against me.
What's wrong?
I just got my desk out of my locker, but now it won't open, so I can't put it back.
I hope I didn't piff anything up by trying to put a fake Ender Wigan into the system.
Dap's got to fix this. How am I going to get my flash suit for practice?
What this paper?
What paper?
Hey, you must have sat on it.
Who uses paper?
I heard they put all their orders on paper so nobody can hack them. But since when do launchies get orders?
Yeah, this is crazy.
Ender Wigan, assigned Salamander Army. Commander Bonzo Madrid, effective immediately. Code green, green, brown. No possessions transferred.
They're putting me in an army? We've only been training in the battle room for a couple of weeks.
No offense, Ender, but you don't do the battle room stuff any better than me.
I don't do it better than anybody. I'm still so small, my flash suit barely fits.
You smart, though. And Salamander Army's in contention.
This is Kuso.
They won't even let you take your croche.
I don't care about that. I don't own anything.
Your uniform.
Well, maybe they mean I'm supposed to go naked.
I get this. What you did with Bernard, he hated you. Had his whole geesh against you, and now he's in your geesh. They don't care if you're a soldier. You got command. They're pushing you ahead so they can teach you everything.
Not everything. I wanted to learn what it was like to have friends.
You know. You got Shen. You got a lot of guys. You got everybody. You got me.
They don't let soldiers have any contact with launchies.
Always my friend. Always the best of my friends. Go slice up the buggers.
Yeah.
Salam. Goodbye between friends. We go to war. But between us, salam.
Salam alai. Between us, peace.
Hey, what was that about? Ender looked like he got really bad news. Somebody die?
He got assigned to Salamander Army.
Not supposed to happen for 6 months.
It's Ender Wigan. No chance the teachers let him be happy.
Ender knows what we're doing to him. Alai knows what we're doing to him. These are smart kids. Aren't you afraid they'll figure out why?
Pushing the brightest kid ahead faster. They'll think we need him ahead of schedule, so what?
They'll think maybe we're losing the war. Maybe our admirals have been failing, maybe...
They'll think whatever they want, but they won't think of the truth.
What's he doing? Stopping in the library instead of going right to his army?
These can't be all the vids from the Second Formic War.
That's all we've got.
I've just been assigned to an army, so launchy restrictions don't apply.
No, really. That's all we've got, even if you had stars on your sleeves.
But these are just the publicity vids.
What difference does it make? That war's over. We're training you for the next one.
How can I find out how the Formics think if I can't see how they fought?
Plenty of time to think about the Formics after you get through battle school.
I'm not even 7 years old and they just advanced me to an army. Something's wrong with this war and I'm going to be fighting it sooner than usual. I need to start thinking like a Formic now.
I'm not holding out on you, Ender. You just finished watching all 20 minutes.
A whole war and all they let us see is 20 minutes chopped up like a hamburger and they call this a school? No, it's not you. Mind if I sit over there and just calm down?
Oh, is that how you show rage? I thought you already were calm.
Trying not to be a guy I knew on Earth.
Just turn on the cone of silence if you're going to be talking to your desk.
Trying not to be you, Peter.
Welcome to Fairyland.
I wish.
Put him under stress, he goes back to the mind game.
But not the giant's drink. The game starts him up where he left off.
It's like 50 years have passed. The giant's dead body is a skeleton mostly covered in grass, with a tree growing out of his eye. Where do these graphics come from?
I thought you were going to find that out.
Well, computer guys are all on Earth. They keep telling me they're looking into it.
He's on a playground. Other children. But he can't do anything they do. Slips off the monkey bars, can't climb up the ladder to go down the slide.
What does it say on the sign by the well?
Drink Traveler.
Alice in Wonderland. Or more poison from the giant's drink?
Doesn't matter. Look, the children just turned into wolves.
They're eating him. I can't believe... What's happening with this program?
You better figure this out, Major Jayati. What is the mind game? Diagnostic? Therapeutic?
It's supposed to be both.
Well, it looks like it's trying to induce depression.
Really? That's it? I get past the giant's drink and the wolves eat me? Everything here is Gria's. Restart from last save.
I'm putting a stop to this. Make him report to his new army immediately.
No, sir. The mind game is designed to reprogram itself to meet the needs of each child. This section of the game never existed before, but for some reason, the program thinks this is what Ender Wiggin needs.
I've got better things to do than watch him play this ugly, violent game.
That's my job. I'll let you know if anything important happens.
That should have worked.
He has to get to his new army at least half an hour before lights go out.
I'll send him in plenty of time.
Keep count of how many times the mind game kills him.
Compared to how many times you do.
I heard that.
I meant you to.
Then why did you mutter it under your breath?
Because it wasn't an official statement.
I don't think you like me, Major Jayati.
Nobody likes you, Colonel Groff. Did you want them to?
Nothing I do works. They just kill me and... Restart at last save.
Whatever this is, it isn't Fairyland.
Long sequence of underground tunnels. Lots of sweet, sad animals in cages suspended from the cave roof. But he's not stopping to set any of them free or play with them. Whatever he's supposed to do. Now a door with words on it.
The end of the world.
So does the child go through the door labeled as the end of the world? Apparently he does.
Ah, this is Fairyland.
On a ledge overlooking a Grant Wood landscape, forest with green and autumn colors, villages and a patchwork of farms, a castle on a hill in a distance. But we're still inside the cavern. The sky is dotted with crystal stalactites. It's quite lovely, but also menacing. And he is on a ledge, far above the... He's jumping.
So the game doesn't end this way.
He landed on a cloud, like a magic carpet, perfectly safe. But he thought it was the end of the game, and he jumped anyway. I'm going to spend the next 6 months trying to figure out what that says about his state of mind.
Might as well see what's in the castle.
Doesn't mess around with the drawbridge, the main entrance. Floats on the cloud right into the window of the tallest tower. And apparently the window is the only way in. No door. But a fireplace with a fire in it. A mirror over the hearth. Rapunzel's tower minus Rapunzel.
Hello.
He steps on the rug, and it uncoils into a snake. Huge mouth and viper teeth, not friendly.
I am your only escape. Death is your only escape.
Hell on a ham sandwich. This is over.
Report to your commander immediately. You are late. Green, green, brown.
And with last save.
I am your only...
Report to your commander.
Good game?
I thought my holospace wasn't visible from other angles.
Oh, Ender, I've been watching kids study for 25 years. I know when they're playing a game.
Yeah. Well, this game kind of sucks. All that work to get past the giant's drink, you'd think it'd make more sense. See ya.
He got past the giant's drink? No, you have to multiply both sides by the same value or the equation doesn't balance.
I don't know why I'm supposed to multiply anything by anything.
That's because you're too stupid for battle school. But hey, you're Salamander, so I'll explain it to you again.
When you get caught behind a star, you can't just sit there. They could come around the star at you from any direction, or all directions at once.
But whatever way I went, they'd shoot me.
The question isn't whether they'll shoot you. It's who shoots first. And do you take any of them down with you?
I think we get them so mad, we make them crazy. Whoever gets mad gets stupid, eh?
You keep trying to scare soldiers outside the battle room. The teachers are going to take away your command.
When I want your opinion, Petra, I'll commit myself to the mental ward.
What do you want?
How'd he get the door open?
You're not Salamander.
I'm supposed to be, I think. Green, green, brown, right? I was transferred.
Give it here.
I'm supposed to give it to Bonzo Madrid.
Not Bonzo, pisshead. Bonzo. The name's Spanish. Bonzo Madrid. Aquí nosotros hablamos español, señor Gran Fedor.
You must be Bonzo, then?
No, just a brilliant and talented polyglot. Petra Arcanian, the only girl in Salamander Army, with more balls than anybody else in the room.
Mother Petra, she talking, she talking, she talking.
Shit talking.
Shit talking.
Shit talking. Just between you and me, if they gave battle school an enema, they'd stick it in at green, green, brown.
You're little. You're tiny.
I'll probably get taller. Eventually.
See, we all start out as children. And then we get taller. Some of us also get smarter.
Who are you?
Ender Wiggins, sir. Reassigned from launch to Salamander Army.
How old are you, Wiggin?
Almost 7.
I asked how old you are, not how old you almost are.
6 years, 9 months, and 12 days old.
How long have you been working in the battle room?
A few months now. My aim is getting better.
Any training and battle maneuvers? Have you ever been part of a tune? Have you ever carried out a joint exercise?
I don't know what those are.
I see. As you will quickly learn, the officers in command of this school, most notably Major Anderson, who runs the game, are fond of playing tricks. Salamander Army is just beginning to emerge from indecent obscurity. We have won 12 of our last 20 games. We have surprised Rat and Scorpion and Hound, and we are ready to play for leadership in the game. So of course I am given such a useless, untrained, hopeless specimen of underdevelopment as yourself.
He isn't glad to meet you.
Shut up, Arcanian. To one trial, we now add another. But whatever obstacles our officers choose to fling in our path, we are still...
Salamander!
We are the fire that will consume them, belly and bowel, head and heart. Many flames of us, but one fire.
Salamander!
I'll work hard and learn quickly.
I didn't give you permission to speak. I intend to trade you away as quickly as I can. I'll probably have to give up someone valuable along with you, but as small as you are worse than useless. One more frozen soldier in every battle, that's all you are. And we're at a point where every frozen soldier makes a difference in the standings. Nothing personal, Wigan, but I'm sure you can get your training at someone else's expense.
He's all heart.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Here are your instructions, Wigan. You will stay out of the way when we're training in the battle room. You have to be there, but you will not belong to any tune, and you will not take part in any maneuvers. When we're called to battle, you will dress quickly and present yourself at the gate with everyone else. But you will not pass through the gate until 4 full minutes after the beginning of the game. And then you will remain at the gate, with your weapon unused until such time as the game ends. That way the enemy probably won't notice you, and you won't get frozen and bring down our score. Give him a top bunk at the back. He looks like a monkey. Let him climb.
Last bunk on the right, top. Nobody under you, so you can wet the bed as much as you like.
Toguro.
What?
I said Toguro. Bed wetting is very important to me. I appreciate your kindness.
Good thing you're leaving soon. Bonzo don't like mouth.
So... how do you like Salamander Army so far, Wigan?
Arcanian?
Petra.
I didn't think commanders were allowed to hit soldiers.
They are absolutely forbidden to do it. And if there's one thing we know about Bonzo Madrid, he follows all the rules all the time.
Oh.
But sometimes a soldier behaves in a way that invites getting hit. So if you're asking for it, then it doesn't violate the rules. So be careful what you ask for, Ender.
I thought since your bunk was near the front, you were a toon leader or something.
I'm the best shot in Salamander Army, and Bonzo likes to keep me close. He's afraid if he doesn't watch me, I'll start a revolution. As if I could start anything with emos and dullbobs like these. They're not offended. They know they're total griots, or our fearless commander wouldn't put them here in the back.
Everybody's better than I am, so I guess he put me in the right place.
I'm a girl, and you're a pissant of a 6-year-old. We have so much in common. Why don't we be friends?
I won't do your desk work for you.
Here's the prize you get for having me as a friend. Bonzo really means it about you not practicing with Salamander. And he's right. Adding an untrained little kid, you'll mess up everything. Slow down the practices. Bonzo likes all his formations precise. Bonzo's so careful he piss on a plate and never splash.
Me, I just hold it till my body absorbs it. No splashing ever.
Battle room is open all the time. I'll take you there during free time and give you some of the training you didn't get as a launchee. I'm not perfect, but I know more than you.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, right after breakfast.
What if somebody's using the room? My launch always went right after breakfast.
There are 9 battle rooms, Ender. You can always find one with a free corner.
But we always go to the same entrance.
Battle school is a wheel. The battle rooms are at the center, and they don't rotate, or we'd feel the Coriolis effect all the time. The corridor is flexible like a snake. They hook up one entrance a few minutes at a time, then close the door and move on to the next one.
Corridor doesn't look flexible.
Look again. Tomorrow, after breakfast, in your flash suit. If they can make one to fit you.
Cut off his access to the mind game.
With all due respect,
Colonel Graff... The game just told him that death is the only way out. Whatever it's doing, it's out of control.
Just because a snake says something doesn't mean that's what the game actually wants him to do.
You admitted that the game is programming itself to do this. The team on Earth has no idea about any place called Fairyland. So there's no plan. There's just a wacko machine.
There are no wacko machines. It was designed to respond individually to each child. It's doing the job we created it for.
You think it might be doing its job?
Here's what I know. If Ender is suddenly cut off from the mind game, and the last thing he heard was, death is your only escape, then he can't play past that point. That's what stays in his mind. And he knows that something went wrong on our end because we blocked his access. Do you really want the smartest kid in the school to know we've lost control?
You stopped it yourself.
Because it horrified me, just the way it horrified you. So I sent him on to meet Salamander Army. And by the way, what were you thinking, putting him with Bonzo Madrid?
Don't change the subject.
The subject is not letting anything destroy this precious weapon you're trying to create. And you put him with Bonzo?
I never liked the mind game.
That's because it plumbs the deepest pits in the human mind.
That, and the fact that it's based on crap psychology. And now it turns out to be programming itself according to the principles of crap psychology.
Crap is in the eye of the beholder.
I behold crap.
What are you? A hairless monkey in a salamander uniform?
That surprises you?
You could walk between my legs and not hit my balls.
'Cause you got no balls, Dink.
No, wait. Wait, you're Ender Wiggin, aren't you? The launchy who beat Tanujaya. 2 out of 3.
Yes.
And they advanced you early and put you in Salamander. This place is so piffed. Sit down. I gotta study you a little.
I got someplace to go right after breakfast.
How do you like Bonzo?
What's the big display board all about?
That's the individual standings of all the soldiers in battle school. You don't get on it till you've fired your weapon in a battle.
And that smaller display is the army standings?
Oh, you're so smart.
Smart enough to know when I'm being made fun of. See you, Dink.
I'm not making fun of you. I think you're a sign of the apocalypse.
We gotta wait. Rabbit Army just went in. Takes a minute to change rooms, but the next one will be open for free practice.
This corridor isn't a flexible tube.
Yeah, well, I forgot that. The battle entrance in the middle of the wall is a flexible tube.
And when the entrance is attached to a room, the null gravity starts the moment you go through the door, but not before.
The mysterious physics of battle school.
The school really does rotate, and we really do get less weight as we move toward the center. But right now, we're a long way from the center, and we're going to step right into the battle room and be in instant zero-G while it's still attached.
There's a lot of science they don't tell us about. I think that the original battle room was a single cube at the center of the wheel. But since then, they've figured out a way to make gravity or blank it out. So they've got 9 battle rooms, and they can attach in a lot of different places because they have artificial zero-G inside, regardless of centrifugal force.
So they lie to us.
When you turn 7, it will all become clear to you. They always lie. All the time.
Not all the time. Just enough of the time that we can never be sure of anything.
These are mysteries. Do not pry into them. Terrible things happened to the last soldier who tried. He was discovered hanging by his feet from the ceiling of the bathroom with his head stuffed in the toilet. Our battle room has arrived. After you, monkey soldier. Doesn't anything make you angry? Or do you like the nickname Monkey Soldier?
At least you included Soldier with it. But no, I don't like the name.
You just don't show that you don't like it. Do you have complete control of all your emotions?
Are we here to practice?
10 practice balls. Take 5. Let's throw them. Now I push away from the wall. Come on. Hold on to my belt so you can see what I'm doing. 10 targets, all moving independently. And I'm gonna spin!
You're good.
None better. And you're gonna learn how to do it. It's all about spotting, like a ballet dancer. So hold your arm out straight. You don't want it to waver. And you shoot from the shoulder, not from the hip. That's right.
The hero returns in a salamander flash suit.
How's Salamander's army?
I wouldn't know. The commander is trying to trade me, and he won't let me practice. One of them gave me some training this morning, but I need more than she has time for.
Oh, she?
Petra Arcanian? She's the best shot in the school right now. Anybody want to go practice with me?
I'm in.
I don't know anything except what she taught me in a half-hour session this morning after breakfast, and I probably only half learned it.
Hey, you want us to come or not?
I'm just telling you, I may be wrong about everything, but I'll do the best I can, and practice is practice, right?
My flash suit is on.
Arm straight, shoot from the shoulder. Track the moving target first, then fire.
You sabik, Ender.
No, Petra, she's good. But doing this made me better than I was. Come on, blank the target balls, and then let's all shoot at them and see who gets the most.
Die, nasty terniformic globules!
Yeah.
I am the hero of the universe.
I was going for that one.
And the hero of the universe beat you.
Where were you, Wigan?
Practicing in the battle room.
I hear you had your old launch with you.
Some of them.
I won't have any soldiers in Salamander Army hanging around with launches. It's demeaning. The words you're searching for are yes, sir.
I request a private conversation, sir.
Ooh, a dakwa.
You're going there? Well, I always follow the rules.
Walking Dead.
Another monkey gets folded.
I understand you not letting me practice with the army, but I'm going to become a good soldier, and that means practice. I can't learn anything alone, so I'm going to practice with whoever is willing to practice with me.
You'll do what I tell you, you little cob.
I'll follow all the orders you have authority to give, but free play is free. No assignments can be given. None. By anyone.
While you're in Salamander Army, you'll obey me. All the time.
If you try to control my free play, I can get you iced. It isn't my fault you gave me an illegal order in front of everybody. But if you want, I'll pretend you won this argument. Then tomorrow you can tell me you changed your mind.
You telling me what to do?
If it looks like you backed down, it hurts you as a commander. I don't want to weaken you. In fact, my practicing during free time helps you. I'll get better as a soldier, so it'll be easier to trade me away.
I'll have your cantamas for this, you piece of cuso.
Someday. Maybe. But not today.
Return to your barracks. Lights out in 5.
I'm going back inside, and I will look very, very angry because you won. But if you don't change your order tomorrow, I'm going to Major Anderson.
Oh, look! It's a sad little monkey!
No, the monkey, he mad!
He's young, he's stupid, he knows better now. Almost lights out, everybody. Wigan. Where's Wigan?
In the corner where you told him to stay.
Wigan. I changed my mind, pinprick. Maybe by practicing with your launches you'll learn something and I can trade you easier.
Thank you, sir.
Anything to get rid of you faster. All right, everybody, door formation.
So you won.
No, I lost, and then he changed his mind.
Bonzo never changes his mind unless somebody makes him. That's one reason why he's such a bad commander.
I'm just glad I can keep practicing on my own.
He'll never forgive you.
I didn't make him lose face in front of his army.
But he lost face in front of you.
I'm still sore from practice.
If it doesn't hurt, you aren't doing it right. Señores y brujas, me escuchen bien. Tengo en la mano un papel contra a leopard army. Paul Slattery.
Oh, yeah! We got us a battle!
We got us a battle!
Wake up and dress, Ender. It's your first battle.
And I'm under strict orders to do nothing.
At least you have an excuse. Most of these cattle do nothing.
We do plenty.
Not talking to you. Not even mooing to you.
They shouldn't make us wait. If we get here early, we should have the advantage.
What if they got to their gate even earlier?
Who farted? I heard a fart, and now I smell it.
Gates open.
What is this, Kuso? I got the space so full of stars we can't do any formations. All right, it's a scramble. Platoons go up, down, left, right, head for the nearest stars, and don't stop shooting. Not you, Wigan. 4 minutes till the gate's about to close. Then you come through and do nothing.
Why didn't you send a couple of toons to slide along the walls and...
How many battles you fought in? Zero? You think you can teach me tactics? Oh!
Somebody should have taught you something. You don't need to take every star. You need to get around them, behind the enemy. Look at that. He started losing as soon as he gave your first order. Leopard is leapfrogging, wall sliding. Paul Slattery knows how. Already 3/4 of the way. I'm not waiting in here for the enemy to punch through.
Keep moving!
Not me, you moron! Try hitting. Maybe you'll hit something.
I'm moving!
Get some men over here. I'm the only one left.
In about one more minute, I'll be the only one left. They're going to see me. I'm glowing like a... Now I look like another drifting body. That's right, leopards. 14 of you gathering at the Salamander Gate for your victory celebration. Don't look up here at me. I'm the only guy who's going to shoot down between his frozen legs, so you won't even know where the shots are coming from. Can't win, but I can turn it into a stalemate.
I'm frozen!
Who's shooting?
Where's it coming from?
Thank you, Petra, for teaching me how to aim with both hands at multiple targets. Shoot just long enough and move on. Move on.
That one!
Only his legs are frozen.
The little one!
That's right. Shoot my legs, since I already shot them myself. 9, 10. Oh, now you got my arms. But you only have 4 soldiers left, Paul Slattery. So, it's a tie, right?
There's only 4 of us left! K-Quap stole the win from us!
Bonzo didn't beat you, Paul. He only forced the draw.
That little guy left him lurking near the gate, half frozen.
That was smart.
Bonzo, you twist. I thought I had you. Should have known you'd keep that little guy as a failsafe.
Neither army had 4 soldiers to touch the corners of the enemy gate and a 5th to pass through, so it's a draw. Leopard has 4 men unfrozen. Salamander has none. Good game.
I thought you had me, Paul.
I did. You shouldn't have tried to fight for every star.
Boone's gotta fight for his Mintaka.
Not your Mintaka when I can go around you. But you set a good trap. It'll only work once, though. From now on, everybody's going to know you leave the little guy lurking.
Plenty of time to talk it over in the commander's mess. Everybody, go out through your home gate.
Come and get you.
Slithery move, Ender.
You the bun duck.
Ow!
So Bonzo changed your orders at the last minute? Oh, no. What was I thinking? Bonzo never changes his
mind. I could still shoot. I couldn't just watch them win, could I?
That's exactly what you should have done, Dahlback. Bonzo's gonna hit you so hard.
Why? Everybody thinks it was his plan. They all think he's smart for doing it.
That only makes it worse because he knows you were the smart one. He can't stand that. You shamed him.
I aimed like you taught me.
What good is aiming when you can't follow orders?
I saved us from defeat.
One battle? So what? Bonzo's trying to win the big game.
The big game?
Battle school itself. How would the teachers recommend him, where he's assigned when he graduates?
Oh, when you said big game, I thought for a minute you meant...
What?
The war. With the Formix. The only game that matters.
You think by disobeying Bonzo you killed a Formix somewhere?
We ought to think as if we were fighting the Formix all the time. In the real war, I'm not going to let the buggers win just because some gotcha says, don't shoot no matter what.
In the IF, you don't follow orders, your career goes down the nooshnik.
I'm here to try to save the human species.
Like anyone's going to believe that with your place in the individual standings.
Standings?
10 kills in your only game. It gives you an efficiency score of 9.0. Nobody else is over 3.5. Bonzo, congratulations on cleverly turning a 4-minute defeat into a draw. Shoving me onto a bunk doesn't hurt, Bonzo. It only makes me bounce.
Wigan, I traded you. I was able to persuade Rose that your absurd score of 9 wasn't an accident. You go to Rat Army after lunch.
Thank you, sir.
You disobeyed me. No good soldier ever disobeys.
He's barely 7 years old.
He's in my army. He's held to the same standard as everyone else.
And what standard are you held to, Bonzo?
The highest standard. I'm a commander. Something you'll never be, Petra Arcanian.
You're not bleeding. It's Bonzo's real talent. He never breaks the skin.
He lost when he hit me. Who can respect him now?
There are plenty of kids in this army who respect him precisely because he hits people. They think it proves he's strong.
So, you noticed that I turned 7. Have you been checking my file?
I knew it took a 7-year-old to piff as bad as you did today.
The games have always been fair, sir.
Fairness has nothing to do with war.
The game will be compromised. The comparative standings will be meaningless.
Alas.
It will take months, years maybe. You're asking for completely new battle room setups? We have to run simulations?
That's why I'm asking you now, to begin. Be creative. Think of every slanted, stacked, impossible, unfair star arrangement you can. Think of other ways to bend the rules, late notification, unequal forces. Then run the simulations and see which ones are hardest, which easiest. We want an intelligent progression here. We want to bring him along.
When do you plan to make him a commander? When he's 8?
I'm still assembling data on the potential soldiers in his army.
What are you giving him? The best or the worst?
Major Anderson, you sound bitter. Have you forgotten that the game exists for many purposes, but one above all?
To help win the war, yes. But it helps in more ways than training the one best candidate.
It helps us see how they interact, find the best or the worst in each other.
It's a simulation of their entire future. Status, identity, purpose, reputation, career. All that makes these children who they are comes out of this game. When they realize the game can be manipulated, weighted, cheated, that undermines their trust in the school, in the fleet.
I know. Normally, we wait until they graduate to find out that the whole bureaucracy of the IF cannot be trusted.
I hope Ender Wiggin truly is the one, because you'll have degraded the effectiveness of the best military training system ever found.
The best military training system ever found is war itself.
War kills half our best. Battle school does the same job without killing any of them.
If Ender isn't the one, if his peak of military brilliance does not coincide with the arrival of our fleet at the Formic Worlds, then it doesn't really matter whether we maintain the integrity of the game.
I have to report your orders and my evaluation of their consequences to the Strategos and the Hegemon.
Not the Polemarch?
Everybody knows you have him in your pocket.
I heard he had me in his.
I thought we were friends.
Friends don't ask friends not to do what's right as a favor.
I am asking you to do what's right. It's the fate of the world you're playing with.
I'm right about Ender. And because of that, I'm right to do everything I'm doing.
We don't understand things well enough to know what's best for Ender, let alone the whole human race.
Yet you're so sure you're right that you'll give all my opponents in the hegemony and the fleet more ammunition in their endless nizzard against me.
Am I stacking the deck against you, tilting the playing field, making it harder to win? If it's so good for Ender, why isn't it good for you?
Because I'm not in training! I'm doing my life's work here. This is my war. Getting us a commander who's ready and able to win. But you think your pathetic little game is so important that you don't mind if Ender isn't ready, isn't properly trained.
Are you so sure your methods will even work?
Are you so sure they won't? I know I'm wrecking the game, and I know you love it better than any of the boys who play. Hate me all you want, but don't block me.
You're betting everything on one throw of the dice.
More like a dozen throws. And they all have to come up doubles. But the dice I'm throwing are Ender Wiggin.
For the time being, I won't report any of this.
And if you change your mind?
I'll warn you. I'm not against you, Hiram. I'm not against Ender, I just...
You love the game.
I love the kids. Who love the game?
I love the little bastards, too. But it's my job to tear them into pieces and glue them back in a useful way.
When you're through tearing, I hope there's something left to glue.
Ender Wiggin. The little farthead who grabbed the top spot in the standings after one battle.
It was Bonzo Madrid who ordered
me... I know Bonzo. He was in my launch. He didn't order you to do what you did. He ordered you not to. If I needed any proof, I can see his handprint on your cheek. But as you can see, I don't rule my army with an iron fist. I like my soldiers to think for themselves. Maybe you'll fit in here. It's a sure thing you weren't fitting in with Salamander. I rescued you.
I was hoping you believed in me.
Oh, I do. You're so Imas and Lucky, we bound to win with you around.
I have a lot to learn.
You have no idea how much you have to learn until you learn it. So let's not have any false humility here. I can play that game too. I'm a good commander, but I'm not the best, and I'm trying to figure out why so I can get better.